You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome along to the League Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Another weekend of fixtures to look at from the Championship, League One and League Two as we really do enter the final throws of the Football League season. Gav Pushlovsky and Al Ross a little bit later on in the podcast. They'll be giving you their views in both League One and League Two. But here to talk televised football with myself, Sam Norris, is Pete Farries. How are you, Peter?
Hello, I've made my way into the studio with this being the final League One, of course, week of
good
the
of
season.
Good of you to do that, Pete.
Yeah, that, and I've got stuff on tomorrow. Look, I'm sad. I'll be honest with you, Sam. I'm sad. I've been pretty melancholic
been
about this
for
a while.
Yeah, you've been sad for the last few weeks.
Yeah, last sort of eight games of the season, I really slip into a kind of real sadness. But all good things must come to an end. It is helpful to know that it just comes back again in August.
Yes.
It's not like saying breaking up with a loved one.
Exactly.
Or tinnitus.
That never goes away.
No. So it's not like either of those things. Looking forward to it. And as always, some good value to be found in what's been a pretty erratic couple of weeks, actually, in betting, I think.
Yeah, it has to be fair. I think that's probably fair to say. We go to the Friday night game to start things off. Cardiff versus Newcastle, 7:45 kickoff here. Cardiff 13-5, draw 11-4, and Newcastle 19-20. A couple of enhanced odds offers on this one. Kenneth Zahor to score in a Cardiff win. That was 15-4, it's now 9-2. And Alexander Mitrovic to score in a Newcastle win was 12-5. It's now 3-1. We get a chance to see both promoted sides out of the Championship over the course of the weekend on television. Newcastle confirmed their promotion on Monday with a 4-1 win against Preston and take on a Cardiff City side who are 13th in the table. Not a great deal to play for, but Neil Warnock teams never ever make it easy for anyone. Although Newcastle will still be hoping and praying that they can try and reel in Brighton and potentially top the table, although it's a tall task.
It's unlikely, and to be honest, I think, you know, I've got a couple of Newcastle supporting friends. I think even they know it's not going to happen, really. They've got what they wanted, and by hook or by crook, they've gone up. And Matt Ritchie came out this week and said, it's been tense. We all know it's been tense. It shouldn't have been this tense, but it's been tense.
Yeah,
I'll stop saying the word tense now. But that's kind of the feeling. It did feel they came through weirdly a really tough run of fixtures at one point. Do you remember they had like Huddersfield and they had Reading? Mm. They had quite a few difficult teams in a row, and they came through that with flying colours, and then started to mess up after that, which was kind of surprising. You've got to factor into this as well. I mean, Cardiff have lost just once in 2017 at home. Only Norwich have beaten them this season 1-0 at the Cardiff City Stadium. So you do have that, and I think you do have the fact that Newcastle have made it. They've got one more game back at St James's Park, obviously. So for me, you don't want to say dial it in because that's not fair, but they dial it in here. They've lost recently at Ipswich and Sheffield Wednesday. They drew at Birmingham, drew at Reading. Just two away wins since February the 11th. I actually am quite happy to take Cardiff here, especially at the price. Cardiff go off at 19-20. Mm. Not for me. But Cardiff go off at 13-5. And you start me thinking. You start a little bit of flirting with me, Sam. which wouldn't be rare. 7-4 draw no bet Cardiff is the bet here. It is the play. Now I do quite like both teams to score in this, which is 13-20. And if you're looking at goal scorers, Matt Ritchie 12 goals this season, scored the other day 6-4. Kenneth Zahor, of course, been in good goal scoring form as well, 13-10 anytime. So there is some good goal scoring options here. But if you're offering me draw no bet Cardiff 7-4, where they're superb at home, Newcastle have still got one more home game. If this was the big goodbye to the Championship for their fans, then maybe I could see them doing that. But I think Cardiff are the play here. I think certainly the price, Cardiff are unquestionably the play here.
I like that. Draw no bet then about Cardiff at 7-4 for the live televised fixture in the Championship on Friday. We go to Saturday night now, where we can see tabletoppers Brighton in action against Bristol City. A 5:30 kickoff here at the Amex. Brighton are 4-7 in the betting. It's 130 about the draw. And Bristol City 4-1. Two enhanced odds offers here. Glenn Murray to score in a Brighton win. That was 7-5. It's now 7-4. And Tammy Abraham to score in a Bristol City win. Was 11-2. Now 7-1. Bristol City have all but confirmed their Championship safety for another season. And Brighton know that 3 points here could give them the league title. And despite the fact we've spent a few weeks saying the most important thing is to get promotion, it's a nice little cherry to have the league title.
Well, now you've got promotion, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Now the promotion's guaranteed.
But I mean, for maybe it's because I speak to a lot of Newcastle fans, but over the last few weeks, I seem to have had a lot of conversations with people saying, look, it's all about the top
Just get out of the Championship. Yeah. Just get out of the Championship. Yeah. I mean, it's not that clever a thing to say, but but now that they're... The thing is as well, if people remember from last week, I opposed Brighton last week away at Norwich because Norwich are very good at home, because I'd seen viral videos of Brighton fans going into the quiet coach on a train and getting carried through, what's that thing when crowd surfing through the train.
I saw that,
you know, once you see that, your money's only got to be in one position, hasn't it, really?
Vile videos, were they?
Well, viral videos, yeah, they were on Twitter.
Viral. I thought you said vile. I was like,
it
isn't quite vile.
They were enjoying themselves. It was absolutely disgusting. No.
Viral, okay. Yeah.
Viral. Fair I do enough, apologize. Yeah. Viral. I'll even roll the R there to make it clear to you.
Okay.
But I think they win this one. They're 4-7. They've been I keep saying this every week, but they've been incredible on TV this season, have Brighton. You don't want me back in Bristol City, particularly away from home. At home, there's been some good stuff, but they've beaten only Wigan, Bristol City, on the road since September, and they've lost all but four of the others. They are safe, really. I mean, it'd make a massive... You need a 9-goal swing, both games be won by Blackburn, and then Birmingham, Forest, QPR and Burton all to pick up points on the way. It ain't going to happen. But they've been lucky. They've been carried through by their early season form, really. Because their latter season form, in fact, mid to latter season form, has been pretty abysmal, hasn't it, truth be told. If you're looking for goal scorers, then Glenn Murray, again, no great surprise. 3 back-to-back home games he scored in. 5 goals in his last 10 games. 19-20 anytime. Knockett, who I've loved all season, 11-10. So it's not difficult there. Tammy Abraham 11-8. I actually would go for Brighton to win this, at possibly a little bit of a canter.
Yeah.
Actually, in front of their own fans, I really would. I'd suggest that they're going to win this with some comfort. 11-20 over 1.5 match goals for Brighton. That is, I should say. And you could look at the race to 2. I really wouldn't furiously shout at anyone who did, but the minus a goal at 6-4 as well is an absolute treat. Brighton win this game simply for me.
And as we mentioned a little bit earlier on, Pete, with the Newcastle game, this is the swan song for the Brighton fans.
It's the final home game
this season. And they'll be eager to put on a performance for those fans this season. So Brighton the choice to get the better of Bristol City on Saturday night. We go to an intriguing game now in League One. This is a midday kickoff on Sunday. Bolton taking on Peterborough. 1-2 about Bolton. 16-5 the draw, and Peterborough are 11-2 in the betting. A couple of enhanced odds here. Gary Medin to score in a Bolton win. That was 7-5. It's now 7-4. And Tom Nichols to score in a Peterborough win was 9-1. It's now 12-1. Bolton needing the 3 points here to confirm an automatic promotion spot. This is the final game of the League One season, of course. Fleetwood are just 2 points behind them, so could well run Bolton down, although, albeit they have a superior goal difference. So a point really should be enough here for Bolton. It's in their own hands, at least.
It is in their own hands. And yes, a point would probably be enough, you'd imagine. But I think they probably take all three here. There's a couple of reasons why you would play this. Firstly, Bolton are a very good team. There's your very helpful answer. Secondly, Peterborough have obviously got nothing to play for. There is slap bang in the middle as almost it's possible to be.
Yeah.
Fleetwood have got quite what I think is, on the face of it, a difficult game, because Port Vale, after winning the other day against Walsall, actually have an outside chance of survival now in this. I mean, it's an outside chance, but they have that chance of survival now, Port Vale. So actually, it does make Fleetwood's game a bit more difficult. But Bolton, no matter what, I think will win this anyway. 1-2 is not a bad price, particularly for Bolton. They have been, let's be fair, really good at home this season. Only Oxford, Swindon and Charlton have won there. And they are teams in the general bracket of Peterborough. And in Swindon's case, worse. I don't know if anyone's seen, but up to this point of recording on Wednesday, there has still been no mention on Swindon's website that they've been relegated.
Still. I knew that it took them a long time.
It might have changed from this morning, but right. From this morning, before I left the house,
blimey,
there'd still been no mention of it. Anyway, but problems again. You know, if we're looking at against Bolton as a bet, they've only won one of the last five games at home, drawn the other four. They have been drawing too many games, and as you say, a draw it would probably, to all intents and purposes, be enough. But Peterborough's problem is they don't score on the road. They failed to score in six of their last 10 away games. And that is a real worry for me. So, do you know what? I would play Bolton at 1-2. And one man I just fancy maybe a little bit of a nibble on is David Wheater.
Right.
Now, David Wheater is not your out-and-out goal-scoring defender, but he has got two in his last 10 and has spoken, actually, about in training being used more and more, rather than Phil Parkinson saying to him, right, you're defending this corner, Phil Parkinson said to him, attack it.
Oh, okay.
It's your turn to attack. So I think he wants a bit more from set pieces, Phil Parkinson. And also, you are still talking, as much as he's not an out-and-out, you know, to quote, goal-scoring defender, 8 goals this season.
Not a bad return. Yeah,
it's not bad, is it? 19-5 any time for I was going to say lanky, but he's not lanky. He's tall and wide,
yeah.
So just gigantic, I suppose. Lafondra's there at 13-10. Josh Vella's always interesting at 13-8. Gary Medine 23-20. But Peterborough lose the game, and it won't matter to them a jot because they won't be going anywhere. But Bolton will return to the Championship, which for all the problems they have had as the season has gone, and they have had as the season has gone, Bolton, for all the problems they've had over recent years, to bounce back up. From a club that did look like it could just plummet, didn't it? Further and further down the leagues. I think they're a real example of a takeover that's happened. They haven't gone crazy with money. They've just basically paid what they need to pay. They've enticed a couple of players like Wheater. Wheater's contract ran out and he came back on a smaller contract. They've done that. They've made the right managerial appointment and then they've just left it alone. And it's paid dividends.
Yeah, certainly. David Wheater then could be an interesting way in to score. And if you do fancy Wheater to score in a Bolton win at a price, it's 4-1 that he scores any time and Bolton win the match. 14-1 first, 14-1 last as well. But ultimately, Pete going for a Bolton victory in this one. We can hear more now from Pete on his thoughts across the rest of the Championship. Then Gav Puchalowski will handle League One for the final time this season and Al Ross taking care of League Two.
So as we approach the final couple of games of the Championship, there is still plenty of value and now might be the best time to try and take a punt on some of the bigger prices. For example, Burton Albion to beat Barnsley on Saturday. Burton in the market at 9-5 could be really, really, really good for your betting balance when you consider that Barnsley have really struggled, of course, have blown very good leads of late, but have only won twice since the 28th of January in the Championship. And they're conceding a lot of goals, albeit away from home. They conceded 3 at Wigan, 3 at Bristol City. And while they're tough as all boots at the moment to beat at home, for example, they've drawn 6 of their last 7 at home, Burton are in decent form. In fact, Burton Albion have won back-to-back games, beating Birmingham and a really good performance against Leeds. Away from home, they've lost just 3 times in 2017, with 2 of those being Newcastle and Brighton. So there is no question in my mind, not even close in fact, that Burton are not good value this weekend. So, at the 9-5, at the time of recording, that's your way to go. You might want to go for the draw now, bet Burton as well, odds against as well, 21-20 for Burton. But certainly, they have a good play here because ultimately, Barnsley aren't winning games. As for goal scorers, well, there's one man I always go to again and again and again. So despite the fact that, of course, of late, it's been the likes of Dyer and Akins bagging goals, Jackson Irvin, a man who, I've got to say, with all due respect, won't be at Burton next season no matter what. He's the man to back here. At the moment, he's a man with 10 league goals to his name. At the moment, he's 9-4 any time. Jackson Irvin to score, but in a week, and to be honest, at a time of the season, you can search for big, big value. This is a play, I think, a good place to start. Burton at 9-5 to beat Barnsley. The second one, I can kind of understand if you want to shout obscenities at me or verbally threaten me at least a tiny bit if I mention this, but I think Burton, a good play. I think Birmingham, a good play too. 13-8 Birmingham. Gianfranco Zola has gone. Reportedly behind the scene, the dust has settled. And despite just two league wins since the 13th of December, I think Birmingham are a decent play. Why? Well, as much as his Huddersfield side remained professional after, of course, guaranteeing themselves a playoff spot, Huddersfield's mind will now be on other things. They've got Birmingham, then they've got Cardiff, and then they've got themselves, no matter what, of course, a chance at the playoffs. I wouldn't really see David Wagner's side giving up. They still want to try and get the best seeding they possibly can for the playoffs. But I think there will be a natural stepping down of energy ahead of two further and possibly three further games after their two yet to come in the league. So I actually would play Birmingham here at 13-8. Now, Huddersfield are an incredibly good side, and I appreciate people might look at Huddersfield here and go 17-10 against a woeful Birmingham side. Sign me up. But this is a different, I think, Birmingham side. A different, and some would say probably much better Birmingham side as well. In terms of goal scorers, well, for Birmingham, it's not easy, is it? No one's really been scoring. Lukas Jutkiewicz is 6-4 any time. Jerome Sinclair, 12-5, is always worth a bit of a think. And you might want to look further down the list as well. For Huddersfield, well, Kachunga, Wells, Quena are 17-10, 17-10, and 9-4 respectively. But I'm going to just put up a bit of a punt here on Birmingham. Things will have improved behind the scenes. Huddersfield, I think, with maybe a little foot off the gas. It isn't the most scientific way of approaching betting, but I think it might be quite a good way for Birmingham to beat Huddersfield. Now, before recording this, I asked our colleague Sam Norris one cheeky question. Can I have a nap and a reserve nap? Because my real nap, the nap I love, is Reading at 10-11 to beat Wigan. They're incredible at Medeski, Wigan are poor, they're down, Reading at 10-11, that's brilliant. But it's not going to count as my nap here, and I appreciate that's confusing, but stick with me, because I actually think my nap might be Aston Villa at 5-2. Because as much as I think Reading do win that, I want a 5-2 in my pocket. And I think Villa beat Blackburn. Now, Blackburn have got a lot going for them. They've obviously got a huge amount of stuff they need to do. They've got to overturn 2 points between themselves and Birmingham. Well, that might be more if I'm correct about Birmingham this weekend. They've been rock hard to beat at home. Only Barnsley and Leeds have won at Ewood Park since mid-December. And they're a decent side. Aston Villa slowed down a little bit. Won, of course, in the derby against Birmingham, but lost the two before that. The two before that, though, Reading and Fulham. There is still a lot of players in this Villa side who are having to show Steve Bruce that they want to be there next season, or show other clubs that they don't want to be there next season. And I'm afraid to say for Blackburn, I don't see a way out of this. They've got a lot going on. I don't know that they've quite got enough about them to get over the line here. Now, the best bet, the actual uber nap here, would be draw no bet Villa, just because of the amount of draws that Blackburn have been having. But I think Villa are the play here. I think Villa are a bet here. I just don't like at all Blackburn Rovers in the form they're in. As much as it's solid at home, they're not losing. I don't know how they overturn a Villa side who've only lost recently to Huddersfield and to Reading. Two perfectly acceptable results. Jonathan Codger, of course, didn't feature in the Birmingham game after the sending off against Fulham. He's 7-5 anytime, Jonathan Codger. And you can maybe look further down. Henry Lansbury at 4. Jack Grealish scored recently as well. He's 4-1 too. I just don't think Blackburn are the play here. And therefore, I think the value sits very squarely with Villa. I've only got a couple of naps left in the actual league season. We'll, of course, be covering the playoffs here on the league podcast as well. But I'm going to take as my nap of the week, Villa draw no bet at 6-4. Whatever you're backing, even if it's, say, a good bet like Reading at 10-11 to beat Wigan, very best of luck.
So here it is, the final weekend of League One action. All gets underway on Sunday at 12 o'clock. And here are my three favourite shouts for this weekend. And it is a whopper of a treble. I'm starting with Bolton at home to Peterborough. Bolton, a point for them will do. If they lose and Fleetwood win at home to Port Vale, as I expect them to do so, then Fleetwood will nick automatic promotion from Bolton. They will go up and Bolton will be in the playoffs. And the pressure is on for Bolton to beat Peterborough. Bolton are 2-1 on and it's too short. I actually think Bolton might prefer this game to be away from home. Away from home, they score goals and they win games. They've actually won 6 of 8 on the road of Bolton. At home, they've only won 1 in 5. And they've drawn against Bristol Rovers, Wimbledon and haven't scored and drawn 0-0 against Chesterfield and Bury. When the pressure is on at Bolton, they can't break teams out. It gets very anxious, very nervy. And I think that the draw is a play in this one at 16-5. And at 11-2, I could actually play Peterborough to be the party poopers. And Peterborough plus a goal is a play for me. But I'm going for the draw between Bolton and Peterborough. Peterborough away from home. Their form has picked up. They've drawn two of the last three games. They've only lost at Coventry of late. So only one defeat in four on the road for Peterborough. Nothing to play for. All the pressure is on Bolton. And Bolton at home have only won three games in the last nine. You are more likely to get something against Bolton at Bolton than if you face them at home. So I think the draw is a big play in this one at 16-5. There's a couple of prices I don't understand, so I'm playing them. The first one is Northampton at 15-8 to beat Gillingham. Gillingham are struggling. I have no idea why Gillingham are 10-11 to win away at Northampton. It's wrong. Gillingham away from home. They've actually lost five of the last six and they've conceded two against Sheffield United, two against Bradford, two at Coventry, three at Swindon, four at Rochdale, three at MK Dons and three at Charlton. Gillingham don't just lose on the road, but they concede twos and threes, twos and threes, twos and threes. Northampton at home, their form has been pretty good. Recently, they lost at home to Sheffield United. No shame there. Drawn at home to Oxford and drew 1-1 with Shrewsbury, but they were in the game. And I just think that Gillingham, who could possibly go down and get relegated if Port Vale win at Fleetwood, I don't think that's going to happen. But just because Gillingham have to win doesn't mean that they will. And I can't touch them at 10-11. Northampton are way too big at 15-8 at home. And I would take Northampton plus a goal. But Northampton going in there at 15-8 to beat a hapless, hopeless Gillingham side on the road. And my third and final bet is also a big price that I don't understand. And this is my nap selection. And it is Bristol Rovers to beat Millwall. Bristol Rovers' home form is fantastic. They have not lost at home since December. And the last team to come to Bristol Rovers and win, ironically, was Barrow in the FA Cup. Last time that Bristol Rovers lost at home in League One was all the way back in November. They have won plenty of games, and actually they have won, it transpires about 9 of 11 games at home, Bristol Rovers, each of the last four, and they keep many clean sheets as well. In the last 9 games at home, they've kept 6 clean sheets. They're very good, Bristol Rovers. And Millwall, well, the pressure is on them to deliver because they've got to secure that final playoff place. And Millwall away from home, 2 wins in 9 on the road. And they were at Coventry and they were at Shrewsbury. Millwall have actually lost 4 of the last 7. Again, Bristol Rovers way too big. Nothing to play for, Bristol Rovers. Not going up, not going down. Final game of the season at home. It's been a very good season for Bristol Rovers and they'll want to go out on a high and play party poopers to Millwall. Bristol Rovers, too big at 12-5, nap selection. So here are my three bets for this weekend, the last weekend in League One for this season. And I'm starting with the draw between Bolton and Peterborough at 16-5. I'm then playing Northampton at 15-8 to beat Gillingham, who have to win to try and fend off relegation. Northampton way too big at 15-8. And I'm also backing Bristol Rovers 12-5 against a Millwall side who have to win to cement a playoff place. Pressure's on them. Bristol Rovers too big. Nap selection 12-5. Add it all up. It is 40-1.
44 games down, 2 to go in League 2. 3 teams already promoted, 1 already relegated. None of the 4 playoff spots automatically confirmed yet, although Luton's goal difference means they're there. Still to be decided, the side who will join Orient in the drop, 3 of the playoff spots and the title. Now, with Dave Jones gone from Hartlepool and Newport facing a tricky fixture, I'm avoiding the bottom of the table here. What I will say, though, Cheltenham are playing Hartlepool and Cheltenham just need a draw to make sure they are safe, and Hartlepool are either down or duking it out with Newport on the final day. In circumstances like that, Cheltenham, of course, would take the draw, and that could be a draw. It certainly won't be end-to-end stuff, one for the unders. However, as I say, I'm avoiding the bottom for the Acca this week because the playoffs are being contested by teams who are down as far as 14th at the moment, one of whom is Wickham. Now, I'm not big on backing odds on prices away from home, but Morecambe are safe now. They're likely to lose some of their more expensive players off the payroll after the financial issues of this season. And this would be a great chance to blood some youngsters ahead of next season. They did, of course, play kids a few times towards the end of last season. Didn't get much reward from those games. Add to that a grand total of 2 points from Morecambe's last 6 home games, 8 defeats and 11 anywhere. And in town come a Wickham side who last week beat leaders Doncaster, who've won the last 4 games away from home straight, scoring twice in each of those games. That is, scored 10, conceded 3. Morecambe, nothing to play for mid-table. Wickham, 1 point off the playoffs. An away win might be short at 3-4, but you can't ignore it for the treble. Further up the table, leaders Doncaster have 85 points, Plymouth 83, Portsmouth 81. All 3 of those teams already up. It's all about the title. Doncaster host Exeter, Plymouth host Crewe, Portsmouth are at Mansfield. Now, Doncaster have won 14 home games, but they are wobbling now under the pressure. John Marquis hasn't scored in 4. He also hasn't scored in the last 4 at home. In fact, Doncaster's last 3 games at home have brought their only 2 defeats of the season on their own turf, scoring just the once in all of that time. 3 wins, 3 draws and 2 defeats recently. For context, this Doncaster side started the season in League 2 with 11 wins, 3 draws, no defeats at home. That was 36 points from the first 14, just 12 points from the next 8. This is not the Doncaster side who regularly appeared on this podcast as the Nap at Home earlier this season. James Coppinger admitting in the local paper they've switched off since winning promotion. They're having to switch back on in the quest to win the title. The pressure does appear to be telling. And you might recall there was a time earlier in the season as well when Exeter on the road were also always in the treble. They've been derailed recently by teams in good form, Newport and Cambridge to be exact. However, it's still 3 wins in 5. And having gone for a short price in my first selection, I'm going big here. Exeter at 14-5, who are, of course, still in playoff contention themselves. If Donny do drop points, Portsmouth and Plymouth will be the two who are with them in the title race. But which of the two to take to complete the acca? Well, Plymouth should beat Crewe, 7-10 at home. Crewe beat Leighton Orient last week, but the Orient story is one long told. And Crewe do appear to have taken their foot off the gas with nothing to play for. But even so, Plymouth's stuttering form and recent love of the draw means the final part of the treble and the nap this week is Portsmouth. Portsmouth 13-8 at Mansfield, 8 wins in 10. The others are defeat at Stevenage and a draw with Plymouth. Well, the draw with Plymouth speaks for itself because Plymouth are right up there. The defeat at Stevenage, when they ended with 10 men, was during Stevenage's magnificent run of 9 wins in 11 and 8 straight wins at home. Mansfield are nowhere near as strong as that Stevenage side. Put it another way, Portsmouth, last 10 games, 25 points. Yes, Mansfield are just outside the playoffs. They're still chasing those, but they are rocky. Their last 10 games, 14 points. And that includes last week's acca busting win at a Stevenage side that has gone right off the boil now, and in which Mansfield had just 42% possession and 2 shots on target. You put it another way, if Exeter and Carlisle have taken full points from Field Mill in the last 4 home games, you have to back Pompey to do likewise at the moment. It's 5 wins in 6 away from home. In those wins, it is scored 14, conceded 1. 13-8 the nap. And Wickham, Portsmouth and Exeter pays you 16.45-1.
Acca 5 is William Hill's new Acca insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. Acca 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.